Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. You're listening to Brian and it's the 10th of May 2019. Let's get straight to the news. In football news, Croatia's World Cupper and former manager Igor Stimac will be appointed the Indian football team's head coach. This was confirmed after the AIFF technical committee recommended his name for the top job on Friday. 51-year-old Stimac, a part of the Croatian team that finished third in the 1998 World Cup, received the nod from the technical committee, which interviewed four shortlisted candidates. PTI reported that AIFF is likely to officially announce Stimac's appointment as India coach on Saturday. Technical committee chairman Shyam Thapa said, and I quote, "We have recommended Igor Stimac's name to the All India Football Federation Executive Committee after interviewing all the four candidates. We found him as the best suited to become India coach," end quote. Stimac was also the only candidate who turned up in person for the interview, while three other candidates, South Korean Lee Ming-sung, Spaniard Alberto Roca and Hakan Eriksson of Sweden, were interviewed via Skype. Gokulam Kerala thrashed SSB Women's Football Club 5-0 to post their third win on the trot to the Indian Women's League on Thursday. Anju Tamang scored a brace in the first and 89th minutes, while Anita Rawat scored in the 39th minute. Ranjana Chanu in the 46th and Bavitlung Wanlal Hiatridi in the 74th as a rampant Gokulam dominated the match almost entirely. In fact, Gokulam took the lead immediately after the start of the game. An intricate move was converted into a goal by India international Anju Tamang. The entire move took Gokulam just 14 seconds, which made this the fastest goal scored in the 2018-2019 season of the IWL. Following this big win, Gokulam have taken a big lead at the top of the Group 2 table with 9 points and are on the verge of qualifying for the semi-finals. In another IWL match, Panjim footballers posted their first win of the tournament as they pipped FC Alakpura 2-1 in a close contest. Karishma Shivoykar scored both goals for the Goan side in the 9th and 56th minutes, while India under 18 international Samiksha got the lone goal for the Haryana side in the 71st minute. In cricket news, Cricket Australia has praised Australian cricketers' post-sandpapergate conduct as the men's team registered its first violation-free season in 7 years. Cricket Australia said the Australians' once notorious behaviour has significantly improved amid attempts to clean up the game's culture after the ball tampering scandal. Chairman Earl Eddings said, and I quote, "Everyone in Australian cricket is well aware that it's not just winning that counts, but how we play the game, and the players have certainly embraced that spirit," end quote. He added that the men's national team had no conduct citing during the 2018-2019 season, the first clean sheet in 7 years, and code of conduct charges at all levels dropped 74%. He said umpires had also reported they were being accorded more respect from players as the new, less abrasive culture beds in. Australian cricket has made extra efforts to shed the quote-unquote ugly Australian image after cricket's standing in the sports-mad nation reached its lowest point. Last year, in a test against South Africa in Cape Town, Australian players were caught red-handed trying to cheat, attempting to alter the ball with sandpaper. The aftermath was laden with much drama and many tears as erstwhile captain Steve Smith and vice-captain David Warner expressed contrition after being banned from all forms of cricket for many months. The cleanup was begun soon after. An independent review commissioned by CA slammed Australian cricket's quote-unquote arrogant culture, criticising both players and officials for chasing victory with no thought of morality or the spirit of the game. Eddings explained, and I quote, "While there is always room for improvement, these are very good signs which demonstrate meaningful change and will have a positive and lasting impact on Australian cricket at all levels," end quote. Greg Dyer, president of the Australian Cricketers Association, said, and I quote, "At all levels, the players understand their role as ambassadors in growing the game and are to be congratulated for the way they are conducting themselves both on and off the field," end quote. Teenager Jemima Rodriguez struck an unbeaten 77 to help Supernovas beat Velocity by 12 runs and enter the final of the Women's T20 Challenge on Thursday. The two sides will face off once again in the Summit Clash on Saturday as the third team Trailblazers, who also secured the same 2 points as Velocity and Supernovas, finished third on the basis of net run rate. It was a must-win match for the Supernovas, and 18-year-old Rodriguez's 47-ball 77 not-out ensured they reached 142-3 in their 20 overs. She struck 10 fours and 1-6 in her aggressive innings. Supernovas bowlers then restricted Velocity to 130-3 to win the final round-robin league match of the tournament and make it through to the final. chasing 143 for a win. Velocity lost early wickets, losing openers Hayley Matthews and Shefali Verma cheaply, to be reduced to 21 for 2 by the fourth over. Danielle Wyatt threatened to take the game away for Supernovas with a 33-ball 43, but she was dismissed in the 12th over after a 56-run stand with captain Mithali Raj, who remained 40 not out of 42 balls. Raj also shared a 53-run partnership with Veda Krishnamurthy for the fourth wicket, but the duo could not chase down the target. A total of 130 was, however, enough for Velocity to make it to the final. For the Supernovas, leg spinner Poonam Yadav was the most impressive bowler with one wicket at the expense of 13 runs from her four overs. In tennis news, top seed Novak Djokovic qualified for the quarterfinals of the Madrid Open, beating Frenchman Jeremy Chardy for the 13th time. The Serbian star needed less than 90 minutes to extend his domination of French opponents, beating Chardy 6-1, 7-6. Djokovic holds an overwhelming record against the French, standing 66-2 against them since leading Serbia to the 2010 Davis Cup title over France. He won the opening set in less than half an hour, but was forced to a tiebreaker as Chardy's resistance stiffened in the second. He will face 9th seed Marin Cilic next after the Croatian put out Laszlo Djere 4-6, 6-3, 6-2, winning 11 of the last 13 games. Djokovic, the Madrid champion in 2011 and 2016, is searching for his top clay form as he begins the chase of a fourth straight Grand Slam title at the French Open, which starts in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Roger Federer saved two match points to defeat France's Gael Monfils 6-0, 4-6, 7-6, 7-3 on Thursday to also reach the quarterfinals. Federer trailed 4-2 in the deciding set before levelling at 4-4. The 20-time Grand Slam winner then saved match points in the 12th game before sweeping through the tiebreaker to record his 1,200th career win. In the women's draw, two-time women's champion Simona Halep overcame Ashley Barty 7-5, 7-5 to reach her fourth Madrid semi-final. Swiss player Belinda Bencic knocked top seed Naomi Osaka out in the quarterfinals of the Madrid Open on Thursday, winning a 3-6, 6-2, 7-5 comeback win. It was the second victory in 2 months for the Swiss over Japan's world number one after Bencic shocked Osaka at Indian Wells in March.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.